आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनोऽनुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In verse number 148, Shankaracharya gives us the roadmap to that permanent happiness. You can call it GPS to permanent happiness. What is GPS? Guru Parampara service. This Guru Parampara service will take you to that permanent sukh. What he says, Shruti Pramanai Ek Matehe, number one. You must be fully devoted to the Shruti, because Shruti gives you the guidelines. Don't doubt Shruti. You must have faith in the Shruti. And by that it means that you should listen to Vedas, listen to what is written in the Shruti. In Bhagavad Gita also it was said, Tasmat Shastra Pramanam Karya Karyo Vavastito. For Karya Karyo, what is my duty, what is not my duty, where should I go, where will I find it? Shastra. So we have to study the Shastra. Ek Mate, and deep devotion should be there. Then Swadharma Nishtha. You have to do your duty. Swadharma. What is my Swadharma? Swadharma, one is according to your vasana, you should do your duty. According to your sabhav, according to the nature, there will be predominance of one guna, satrajasa tamas. And according to that guna, Lord has classified all human beings into four. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. If you have got any confusion about your duty, refer to the Shastra. They will tell you what is the duty of Brahman, what is the duty of Kshatriya, what is the duty of Vaishya and Shudra. It's given. Swadharma Nishtha. Abide in your own Swadharma. Don't try to take Paradharma. Being a Brahman, don't become businessman, Vaishya or Shudra. If you are a Brahman, do the duties of Brahman only. Swadharma Nishtha. One more meaning of Swadharma, Gurudev has written, we will see that also. Swadharma is apna dharma, means your own true nature dharma. Swa means the self. Abide in that self. Swadharma Nishtha. Taiv Atma Visuddharasya. What will happen if I do my duty? How are we supposed to do the duty? Everybody should say, I must have repeated 100,000 times. It has to be Ishwar Arpit for the happiness of the Lord. What is the difference between the happiness of the Lord and my happiness? For my happiness, I can do shortcuts. I am ready to harm others. For my happiness, I can do all these things. But for the Lord's happiness, this will not come. I am going to harm others. Will the Lord be happy? No. I am going to harm others. Will I be happy? Yes. Because my desire is going to be fulfilled. You see the difference? Only little bit of attitude will change the whole scenario. Swadharma Nishtha. Taya eva atma visuddhi asya. Taya eva, by that eva alone. We have got no choice. We have to do our duty, Swadharma, for the happiness of the Lord. By that, Atma Visuddhi. Atma Visuddhi means the purification of mind will happen. Purification is most important part. Purification of mind will happen. What will happen after that? Visuddha Buddhi, when the mind is purified, Paramatma Vedanam, you come to the Paramatma. See how simple it is? Process. When the Visuddhi purification has happened, immediately you can come to know the Paramatma because already with you. It is self-effulgent. You will come to know. Tenaiva sansara samula nasa. Then what will happen? Sansara samula with roots. That sansara which is giving you sorrow, samul with root, nasa destroyed. That is what we want. One thing more will be clear from this, that only the Atma Jnan, the Smriti Praman can only help you in removing the sorrow of the world. Same thing we have seen in Bhagavad Gita also. Arjun was confused about his duty. His question to the Lord was, what is my duty in the battlefield? Lord understood. That he is crying, he is sorrowful, and this sorrow can be ended only by Atma Jnan. Isko gaant pakad ke rakh lo. No other alternative available. Only the knowledge of the self can remove the sorrows of the world. There is no other method. And where will I get this knowledge of the self? Shruti Praman. Praman means of knowledge. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. About the Dharma and Brahma, what is the means of knowledge? Shruti is the Pramana. How will I understand the Shruti? Mind purification is needed. How the mind will get purified? Only by Karma Yoga you have to do it. What is Karma Yoga? All the actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. What will happen with that way? Your vasanas will slowly reduce. When the vasana gets reduced, your mind becomes purified. When the mind becomes purified, Paramatma Vedanam will happen. Itne kaam hai bas. Only this much we have to do. How this will happen? Gurudev writes, the man whose intellect is soaked in the knowledge of the Upanishad, the word soaked, it also is so beautiful. Your mind should, intellect should be soaked in the knowledge of the self. What does that mean, soaked? It means like a rasagulla in the syrup. As the rasagulla is soaked in the syrup, yahan to rasagulla dry milta hai. We have never seen. Come to the Calcutta. You find the big vessel full of syrup and the rasagulla floating there. Floating. Nahin dekha hai Chicago mein, to kya kare? Okay, you can get it. Something other version is available here. Ras malai. Again, it's the same form of rasagulla. Now put it in the sweetened milk, thick milk. Nahin samaj mein aata hai. Okay, Babu, you have all done payasam. Rice soaked in that. You see, the example should be always appropriate. Don't give an example like a puri being fried in the oil. That is not appropriate example. Aisa example nahi dena. Soaked in brahmachari course. Whole day for 2 years, the brahmacharis are not allowed to go outside the campus and they revel in the Brahman from morning till night. Intellect soaked. That is what Gurudev means. The man whose intellect is soaked in the knowledge of the Upanishad, whose mind has become single-pointed. You think about that Brahman only throughout the day. Devoted to the truth declared in the scripture, that man alone is really able to walk steadily the narrow path of Swadharma. Narrow path of Swadharma. Gurudev defines Swadharma. What is this? Swadharma is the nature dharma of one's own self. Swa. Swa means self here. He who has knowledge of the self alone will be able to live the nature of the self. First we have to have the knowledge of the self. Where will you get the knowledge of the self? You have to study Shastra. Therefore, this is necessary. Sravanam is necessary. Else again and again he will slip into the natural idea, I am the body. If you don't abide in the Shastra, what will happen? Again, the identification of the body is so strong, it is very, very difficult. You can leave your parents, your children, your job, your house and everything, you can disidentify. But disidentifying with this body is the most difficult thing. When one lives selflessly for a long period of time, dirghakal, it is not going to happen in one day. According to the dictates of the Swadharma, one's mind and intellect become purer and purer, meaning the calmer and the quieter. So for the understanding the Upanishad, the mind is required to be calm and pure. That is why in Chinmay Mission we always take up Upanishad and Vedanta in the early morning. And the evening, bhakti text, lighter text are taken. When one works the world dedicatedly, without the ego and egocentric desire, the existing vasanas get exhausted and no new vasanas are created. Dedicatedly, with devotion we have to do. What is this devotion? Devotion toward the Lord. When one works in the world dedicatedly without the ego and the egocentric desire, it is not for my satisfaction of ego. I am doing all my actions with devotion for the Lord. Then what will happen? vasanas get exhausted and no new vasanas are created. If you don't understand the science, still you accept it, do whatever the Shastra says. When we work in the company, we don't collect vasanas from there. We are interested only in on the 30th and the end of the month, whether the check has been created or not, we find out, that's all. No vasanas are created. Similarly, when you are working for the Lord, no vasana is created. If you are working for your ego, vasana is created. Likes and dislikes come. When there are no vasana, there can be no agitation in the mind. What is agitation in mind?
Disturbance.
How the disturbance comes? Because of the desires. How desires comes? Because of the vasana. What is vasana? Ignorance. What is ignorance? I do not know my true nature. What is our true nature? I am Brahman. I am Purna. I am Satchidanand. I need nothing from the world. I don't know this. I feel I am not Purna. I am incomplete. I need something from the world. Therefore a desire arises. And that desire disturbs my mind. Agitated. Such agitated mind cannot grasp Vedanta. The mind becomes calm and quiet. A calm mind is pure mind. A calm mind is pure mind. In the pure mind alone is the experience of the Supreme Self possible. An agitated mind cannot apprehend reality. When your mind is rajasic or tamasic, it can never apprehend the reality. Therefore, your mind has to be sattvic. In the sattvic state alone, our mind will be pure, serene. Knowledge of the Shruti is gained through the sincere daily reading and continuous reflection. It is not Sunday to Sunday Vivek Chudamani class. Then we are following the church. He says sincere daily. Therefore, sadhana panchakam says, Vedo nitya adhiyatam. You have to study the scriptures every day so that your mind or intellect is soaked in that Brahman. Daily you have to do it. And continuous reflection upon them. Only study will not do. Don't make it a ritual. Early morning 7 to 7.30 I have to do the Sundar Kand complete and then run to the office. No. Then after that reflection on them, facilitate the selfless and dedicated activity. When you do that, then only you will be able to do Karma Yoga. Selfless dedicated service will come only when you understand the scripture, reflect on it, then you come to know that I want permanent soul, and for getting this permanent soul, what I have to do? I have to purify my mind. How can I purify mind? It was only by karma. Then you will do. What is this reflection? Making the knowledge doubt-free. I accept it 100%. Then only you will tread that path, otherwise you will not. Which helps one to quieten the mind? This dedicated, this karma yoga will help you to the quieten mind. Why? How? Very simple science. If you are doing the karma yoga, vasana is coming down. If the vasana is coming down, there is no more desire. If the desires are not there, mind is not agitated. The mind is not agitated, you are calm. Science. If you do it, then you get the quietude of mind. Then as an irresistible sequence, the experience of the reality floods the seeker's heart. After Shravan, Manan, next step is Nididhyasan. It is always understood that the experience of reality is not the result of sadhana. What is the result of sadhana? Purification of mind. You must know this thing. All sadhanas, only one purpose is there, to purify your mind. Or doing puja, jap, going to the Tirth Brahman, or going taking a dip in the Ganges, these all are for purification of mind. These alone are not sufficient to give you the knowledge. By doing only these things, you will never get realization. But these are important for purification of mind. Sadhana only purifies the mind, and in a pure mind, recognition of the reality is unavoidable. Once the mind is purified, it will be unavoidable. You will get the experience. The ego disappears into the vision of divine. There is no more ego there. Vedan means the right understanding. With a purified intellect alone, with purified intellect alone, you can get it. Can one understand the words of the scriptures and the instructions of the Guru? Otherwise, it will be merely some dry, unproductive book knowledge. It is only intellectual gymnastics then. It's not going to help you. Such knowledge, beautiful example, only the Gurudev can give such example. Such knowledge is like writing the word sugar in more than one language on a piece of paper and licking it for gaining the experience of sweetness. You understand every old science, you understand. It is there, but you are not utilizing it for happiness. Thus, if a person has gained an intuitive glimpse of the reality even for a brief moment, if the samadhi happens even for a brief moment once in the lifetime, Gurudev writes, sansar, the perception and the persecutions of the ever-chanting phenomenal world, ever-changing phenomenal world is destroyed root and branch. The root is the non-apprehension of the reality of vidya. Ending sansar along with its root means when the truth is apprehended, non-apprehension of reality vanishes and the consequent misapprehensions depart from the vision of a man of a true God realization. Khatam. People do pranayam and samadhi. Kyun karte ho bhai? For quietening the mind. Gurudev says, your samadhi after sravan, manan and nidhyasan, even if it is for a brief moment, that is sufficient, that's all. Vedantic samadhi says, after sravan, manan, do the nidhyasan if required. It is not necessary. If after sravan, if you think yes, Atman is there, I have understood, okay, done, khatam. No manan, no nididhyasan is needed. That will happen if the mind is very pure. Otherwise, listen, vedo nitya dhiyatam. Keep the intellect soaked in that knowledge. Make the mind pure. How? Karma yoga. What are we doing now? Only karma. That karma is not karma yoga. What is that karma? For my happiness. What we are supposed to do? Am I supposed to change my swadharma? What I am doing? No. I am seeing a patient? Think. I am serving God. Bas, that's all. Day before yesterday, maybe yesterday, I was reading Times of India. The doctors and the labs, they have got a connection, like a fire and smoke. And the doctors have MS, nearly they have unearthed 400 crores. These labs, they pay something, they give a cut. So it comes, sometimes they give you advance also. That is what was written in that whole report. And they give you the list. You have referred so many patients with this test. We charge so much of this. Your percentage is 30, 20, 40%, whatever it is. This is the total amount. And here is the, sometimes they give you check also, and sometimes they give you cash also. Now tell me, is it karma yoga? Karma. This is what Ishwar Arpitam Karma means. You will not write extra test, which is not required. In earlier times, there was one Bidhan Chandra Rai in West Bengal. And how he used to see the patient, he will say, I am sitting here, let the patient come from that door and let him go from that door. That's all. He will not touch and he will diagnose and say, this is the disease. Yes. Forget about the test. Just by seeing a patient coming, entering from there, and you have to tell. Now in the next verse it says, Kosei annamay adhyai panchabhi atma na sambrito bhati. Kosei panch, seat, five seats. What are those five seats? Annamay adi. Annamay, pranamay, manomay, vijnanamay and anandamay. How many are they? Panchabhi. What they have done? Atma sambrito. Atma sambrito means they have covered. Sambrito means covered. Atman. Then what happened? Nabhati. I am not able to see the Atma. So who has covered? Panchakosa has covered. Nij sakti samutpannai saival patlai iv ambu bapistham. He gives a very beautiful example. Bapistham in a tank or in a pond, like a moss. Moss is there and the moss has covered the whole tank. And who is the cause? The water. The cause of the moss is the water. And that moss has covered the whole water. And we are not able to see that water. Gurudev writes, the Atman is covered by the five seas, and so at the moment it is not readily available for our direct cognition. The five seas are food seas, vital air seas, mental seas, intellectual seas, bliss seas. They apparently covered Atman from the direct vision and born out of the Atman's own power divine called Maya. By its own power of projection, the self has created these five seas, and by identifying with them, it seems get covered by them. Who created these five great elements? Paramatma created. In Tattva Bodh, you have seen the Brahman has got a power, Brahma Asraya Maya Asti, it has got a power, and from the Maya came. Akash, from Akash came Vayu, Agni, then Jala, Prithvi. So who created? Parma. And these Pancha Mahabhut? With this Pancha Mahabhut, the whole Pind and Brahmand is created, and the whole Pind and Brahmand has covered this Paramatma. Outside we are not able to see the substratum of the whole world. Inside us, the Atman also, we are not able to see it. There is a kind of moss which grows in still waters. It is a green granulated plants and which covers the surface of the pond water so completely that the water can no longer be seen. A completely green surface alone is visible at all time, and from a distance it may look like a lawn. When the moss covers the water, the beauty of the shining sun is no longer reflected in it. Beautiful. This part is to be noted. When the moss is covered, the reflection of the sun is not seen because the water is covered. If the moss is pushed aside, it will move away, reveal the brilliance of reflection of the sun, but as soon as the hand is removed from the water, the moss returns to the cover the reflective surface of the water as if it has got a spring effect. Remove it and it will again come back to its own position. Now what has happened inside us? He has given an example and how this has covered us inside. The vasana created agitations and the perceptions of the pluralistic phenomenal world are like the moss in our minds. Where is Sachidananda? If you want to meet Sachidananda, where should we go? Mind. And what we find in the mind? The vasana has covered it. Because of the mind is not clear, it is not pure enough to reflect the divinity behind it. These vasanas are all the disturbances on the divinity. In the mind itself, there is a reflection of consciousness. That reflection of consciousness is covered because of the thoughts. And how these thoughts are coming? Because of the vasanas. If you remember correctly, in Keno Upanishad we have seen Pratibodha Viditam. In each thought he is there. In each thought he is there. How is he there in each thought? Because he is illuminating each thought. But we are not able to see the light. We see the specifics. We see the specific, we miss the light. In this hall, the light is there and we can see all the chairs, tables and everything. We see the chair and tables, but we don't see the light. Light is here, but we see all the specifics we see. The general light is everywhere. We miss that light. To remove this moss is to remove the ego and egocentric desire while acting in the world. If you want to remove this moss, remove your ego and egocentric desires. What is egocentric desires? Kamya karma. What is ego? Ahankar. The mind which is running toward the OIT should be turned in contemplation toward the reality. You have to make a U-turn. The mind is habituated to go to OIT. What is OIT? It's the world. It's habituated. Why it is habituated? Manufacturing defect. All the five organs of perceptions are extroverted. So mind writes these organs of perception and goes out. When this moss is even slightly removed from the mind, the consciousness which is always present gets reflected in the clear waters of the mind's divine thought. It is always constantly with us, but only we have to remove the thoughts. And we experience bliss in the deep sleep state when the thoughts are not there. That sukh is also a sukh of Atman. Children may run. Children here means the ignorant. Ignorant may run and slip into the lawn-like moss expanse and suffocate and die in it. But an intelligent man who knows that it is only a moss covering the water will not walk into it. Intelligent man will not walk into the OIT. An ignorant man will walk into the OIT. He will go there. He thinks the sukh is there, but the wise man, intelligent man, he knows the source of the sukh. Where is that? It is inside, it is not outside. The source of all sukh is Atman, and that Atman is with us. We are searching sukh outside. Scripture says, it is already with you, go inside. When the moss is pushed aside by the hand, immediately the water manifests itself, but if one removes the hand and sits back even for a moment, thinking that all has been achieved, the moss, the maya, return and cover the self again by blanketing and reflective surface of the mind. Every day it is happening with us. When we come to the satsang, the science is very clear to us. The moment we go out in the OIT, the maya covers immediately. You are not Brahman, you are Jeev. Come here. The best way to remove the moss is to make the water overflow the tank. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Solution. The best way to remove the moss is to make the water overflow the tank. Let in more water to flood and flush out the tank. Study, reflection, contemplation will bring new streams of spiritual thoughts into the mind. Our mind is made dirty by object, emotions and thought of the world. How can you purify? By studying the scripture, reflecting on that and contemplating on that. And how much dose is to be given? Rasagulla soaked in that syrup. That much is needed. That will bring new streams of spiritual thoughts into the mind. When they overflow the mind in devotion and service, what overflows first will be the moss which obstructs the vision of the self. So beautifully he has given us the solution. Now, 150.
Two times I will chant, then you will follow. Then after that, we will chant together. Somebody requested me to do it.
Tachaivalapanaye samyaka.
Tachaivalapanaye samyaka.
Salilam pratiyate shuddham.
Salilam pratiyate shuddham.
Trishna santapaharam sadyah.
Trishna santapaharam sadyah.
Saukhya pradam param pumsah.
Saukhya
pradam param pumsah. Tachaivalapanaye samyak.
Tachaivalapanaye samyak.
Salilam pratiyate shuddham. Salilam pratiyate shuddham. Trishna santapaharam sadyah.
Trishna santapaharam sadyah.
Saukhya pradam param pumsah. Saukhya pradam param pumsah. Tachaivalapanaye samyak.
Together.
Tachaivalapanaye samyak. Salilam pratiyate shuddham. Trishna santapaharam sadyah. Saukhya pradam param pumsah.
Tat saival apnaye samyak salilam pratiyate suddham. Tat means that, saival means the moss, apne means one, it is removed. Tat saival apnaye, that means when the moss is removed, what will happen? Samyak salilam pratiyate suddham. Samyak, samyak means absolutely, suddham, pure. Salilam, water, pratiyate, visible. When the moss is removed from the top of that tank, what will happen? The pure, absolutely pure water will become visible. Then what will happen? Trishna santaparam sadai saukhya pradam param punsah. Trishna, thirst. Santaparan, remover of the pangs. You are very thirsty. You need water. Sadya, immediately. Saukhya Pradam is the giver of the joy. Param Punsa, Param is the great, and Punsam is the man. So if you drink that water, if a thirsty person drinks that water, his thirst is quenched. So suppose you are walking in earlier time, Shankaracharya, as you know, he walked all over India by foot 4 times. So there was no trains and all that. Transport was not available. And no mineral water bottles also. So when he's traveling naturally, you need water. So where will you get the water? The tank. So he saw the moss, discovered, removed it, the water is pure, drank it, it gave him sukh. So he gave example from the nature. It is not more, I mean, he gave, it's not the example of mouse. We gave the example of mouse. Sometimes the mouse has got a tail, sometimes it is not there. And that also has become now obsolete. Mouse is no more required. You only now touch. So you cannot give example. You see, he's given example from the nature which is still available. So you can understand. In the city of Delhi or in city of Calcutta or Bombay, highly polluted, they are not able to see the clear sky. Sky full of stars. So such people, they come to the Vibhuti and when they see the clear sky, oh. But here you see every day, clear sky. Gurudev gave the example of electricity to understand this Atman. We sometimes say this hard software and hardware. Hardware is the gross body and the software is the subtle body. We give this example. But Shankaracharya gave example from nature. So after giving example, now SK is, Shankaracharya is telling the Siddhanta. This is Drishtanta. How it applies to us is called Drashtanta. One is Drishtanta, another is Drashtanta. How it applies to us. Next word.
Panchanam api koshanam.
Panchanam api koshanam.
Apavade vibhatyayam shuddhah.
Apavade
vibhatyayam shuddhah. Nityanandaikarasa pratyaga. Nityanandaikarasa pratyaga. Rupa paraswayam jyotihi. Rupa paraswayam jyotihi. Panchanam api koshanam.
Panchanam api koshanam.
Apavade vibhatyayam shuddhah.
Apavade vibhatyayam shuddhah.
Nityanandaikarasa pratyaga.
Nityananda
Rupa Paraswayam Jyotihi.
Rupa Paraswayam Jyoti.
Panchanam api koshanam. Apavade vivatyayam shuddhah. Nityanandaikarasa pratyaga. Rupa paraswayam jyotihi.
Panchanam api kosanam apavade vibhati ayam suddham. Panchanam, 5 seeds. Api, even. Apavade, when negated. He didn't use the word binase. You don't have to destroy the 5 seeds. Apavade, falsify it, negate it. Apavade, vibhati, ayam suddham, appear this pure self. If you remember the Tattvabodha, the definition of Atman given by Shankaracharya there, sthula,
panchakosatita san, bas. So you have to negate it, don't destroy. Ghar jaake, no, there are five seas, so I have to cut. It's like onion, peel it again. Kato, I want to see the Atman inside. No, no, not that way. Apavade, when negated, then what will happen? Nityananda ekaras pratyag rupa para swayam jyoti. Nityananda. You will get the anand. How is that anand? Nityananda. Everlasting bliss. Permanent bliss you will get. Nityananda. Ekaras. It's a homogeneous. We have not experienced. We have experienced Priyamod and Pramod. You remember Priyamod and Pramod? Our experience is various degrees of ananda. Priyamod and Pramod. He says, no, ekrasa. Pratyagrupam, it is inside, indwelling inside. It is with me. Para, it is the supreme, swayam jyoti, self-effulgent. And para, supreme, there is nothing higher than that. After reaching that Atman, don't ask him, abo iske aage kidhar jana hai. That is the last point. Purusatna param kinchi sa kastha sa paragati. That is Purus, that is the self, that is the Atman, that is the kastha, that is the limit. That is the paramgati, this is the my final goal, that's all. After that nothing is to be done. To know our true nature, you will get ananda. What type of ananda? Permanent ananda. How is that? Ekarasa, homogeneous. Ekarasa. Where it is? Pratyag inside, not outside. Swayam Jyoti, it is the supreme. Okay, how will I get it? Ye to batao. It's very tempting. In the scripture it is said that bliss is available sarvatra, everywhere, sarvada, always, svatantra. It is not dependent on the objects of the world. That is why our Mahatma, they are all happy without the objects of the world also. Anayas. You don't have to even try for it. In the world, if you want any sukh, we have to first earn money, then you buy the thing, you get the sukh. Here you don't have to do anything. Anayas. And it is chetan sukh. What we have experienced so far in this world is jada sukha. Through inert objects of the world we have experienced. But that sukh is chetan sukh, which is sarvada, always, sarvatra, everywhere, svatantra, independent, not dependent on anything of the world, anayasa, without any ayas, you don't have to put in any effort, kuch nahi karna hai, and chetan, it is different from the one which we experience, is the chetan sukha. जल्दी बताओ कैसे मिलेगा देखो 152
आत्मानात्म विवेक कर्तव्य
आत्मानात्म विवेक कर्तव्य
बंध मुक्तये विदुषा तेनैवानन्दि भवति स्वम् तेनैवानन्दी भवति स्वं विज्ञाय सच्चिदानन्दम् आत्मानात्मविवेकः कर्तव्यः
Atmanatma Viveka Kartavya
Bandha Muktaye Vidusha
Bandha Muktaye Vidusha
Tene Vanandi Bhavati Swam
Tene Vanandi Bhavati Swam
Vikyaya Satchidanandam
Vikyaya Satchidanandam
Atmanatma Viveka Kartavyah Bandha Muktaye Vidusha Tene Vanandi Bhavati Swam Vikyaya Satchidanandam
Atmanatma Viveka Kartavya Bandha Muktaye Vidusha Vidusha means by the wise man. Bandha Mukte for the liberation from the bondage. Where is this bondage? It is in the mind. It is not physical bondage. So how you can come out of this? Atmanatma Viveka Kartavya. It is your duty to do the Atmanatma Viveka. Only two things are there. Ek atma hai, dusra anatma hai. We all know anatma. We can see anatma. We can touch, taste, smell atma, anatma. But atma, atma cannot be perceived by five organs of perception and even by mind. It is there with the mind, but the mind can't grasp it. It says anatma, anatma, vivek kartavya. Atma anatma vivek, nitya anitya vivek. Or drib drishya vivek. Or sarir tray vivek. Or panchakosa vivek. Same thing. All says the same thing. We have to do the atma and anatma vivek. We all do the viveka discrimination, we all do every day. We do. But that viveka is between anatma and anatma. That viveka we do is all anatma too. In anatma and anatma. Should I buy this car or that car? Both cars are anatma. This house or that house? Both are anatma. Sab anatma. It's a wise saying is that to commit a mistake is not a mistake, but to repeat it is a mistake. We are repeating it again and again. Every day we repeat. We do the vivek, but that vivek is only between two anatma vastu. And when we come to satsang, we are told you have to discriminate between atma and anatma. Nowhere in the world will tell you, no institution will tell you that you have to do the discrimination between atma and anatma. Go to any college, university. Nobody will tell you this. Therefore, the first time you come to learn about this vivek of atma and anatma is in the satsang. Therefore, Shankaracharya always say that satsange nissangatvam. First step your sadhana should be satsang. So what will happen by vivek? Acha Shankaracharya, when you are saying, I will start doing vivek. He said, ten ev anandi bhavati swam. Ten ev, by that alone, anandi bhavati. You will get that bliss. Only by doing that vivek, you will get that anandi. Vigyaya Satchidananda. And you will come to know that Satchidananda. When we come to know that Satchidananda, then Anandi Bhakti, Ek Rasam, homogeneous bliss. And this Anand will be permanent. How to do it? He gives an example, again from the nature. There is no time today. We'll see it in the next class. Two announcements. Number one, you all know next Saturday is our annual fundraising. Pehle paisa chahiye. The next Sunday is our, next Saturday evening is our banquet. And most of you, I know, will be there because you all support Chinna Mission. And this is our annual banquet. What does that mean? Fundraising. To run the show, we need fund. So after donating, you all will be tired. So next Sunday morning, there will not be Vivek Chudamani class because you all will be late there. I know many of you will be helping and setting up the thing and again packing them and bringing it back. But the Bal Vihar will be there starting from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That session, Gita and everything will be there, number one. Number two, on Saturday there will not be any Atmabodh class because it is a combined session. And plus Swamiji will be also here. See, class of Atmabodha followed by that much of thing. We want that everybody should come to the class. And it will be 1.5 hour session. Normally, 1 hour session is more than sufficient. But in America, we have to do 1.5 hour. It is very difficult to digest even. Our Acharya says even it should be 45 minutes should be there. Vedanta should be studied only 45 minutes, maximum 1 hour. So there will not be any Atmabodh class. Yesterday I could not announce that, but most of you who come to the Atmabodh class, I see you are here. So next Saturday, no Atmabodh class. Next Sunday morning, no Vivek Chudamani. We will be meeting again. Anything else? And you all should come for the Swamiji. Ram Gita. Ram Gita, Swamiji is coming on Wednesday evening and from Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday from 7:30 to 9 and Friday 7:30 to 9 p.m. And on Saturday
10 to 11.
Saturday is 10 to 11.
Friday is Vivek Chudamani
class, Viksha. So you all should come to this because in 3 lectures he is going to give you the total Vedanta which Lakshmanji asked Ram. What is Jnana? What is Maya? What is Ishwar? What is the relationship between, what is the difference between Jeev and Ishwar? So Swamiji is, you must have heard him. He is my spiritual teacher. So you all should come. And not only that, we are all Grihasthis, it is our duty to offer him Viksha and we have decided Friday evening the Vivek Chudamani class will be here. I want all of you to eat there. It's not that you all have to cook. Subhiji is there, so you can contact her, but you should all come and see. Even the darshan of Mahatma is also durlabh. We have studied in Vivek Chudamani in verse number 3. If you have got punya, then only you get the darshan. So we expect all of you to be in the class.